Blog Talk Radio.
You've been gone, it's an empty home. Come on back where you really belong. You are always welcome home, welcome home. You've been kept down for much too long. Don't forget, you are welcome home, welcome home.
Welcome, welcome to the Sankofa Repat podcast. I'm your host, Dwayne, otherwise known as D-Ryan. We just want to take this moment to welcome you to yet another podcast. I think this is our 11th episode of our podcast, and I want to thank you for always joining with us. We want to remind you here at the Sankofa Repat podcast about our mission, and our mission is to serve as a business incubator to assist our brothers and sisters here in the diaspora set up businesses on the African continent and ensure the success of those businesses. If you get more information on our program at sankofarepat.com, that is sankofarepat.com. We want to encourage you to go to our website and get some more information on our program, and also to consider to become a monthly donor. You could choose to become a monthly Patreon contributor. You could contribute as little as $1 per month. We're seeing more of our brothers and sisters doing a lot more than that. So if you can, we do appreciate it and say thank you. And if you could do only $1 $1 per month, we also thank you, and we're very grateful. That will help us on our mission, you know, to see us achieve our mission and be able to become successful in assisting our brothers and sisters here setting up businesses, successful businesses on the African continent. Also, we want to encourage you to follow us on our social media streams. That is where you will get regular updates on our program and what we're doing. And I'm going to give you the information for our social media streams. On Twitter, you can find us at Program Sankofa. On Instagram, we're Sankofa Repatriation. Again, on Twitter, we're Program Sankofa. And on Instagram, we are Sankofa Repatriation. Both on YouTube and Facebook, we are Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. So please do follow us on all our social media platforms. That's where you'll get updates on what we're doing. For today's show, we were supposed to have Chief Ode Ajamu Mansore joining us again from Sierra Leone to continue our discussion that we were having. Unfortunately, Chief Ode will not be. He was recently declared in Sierra Leone, and he has to hit the ground tomorrow with corona prevention exercises that he will be holding there. So we are gonna stand in support with what Chief Ode is doing in Sierra Leone, and encouraging and ask God to give him the strength to continue the work that he is doing there. Also, for today's show, we're just going to make it very interactive. If you want to call us, the phone number is listed on the page where you could call us. It's 516-418-5636. And I'll have a discussion with us if you want to share some information with us, or also if you want to ask a question, you are welcome to give us a call. Okay, so as an update, we want to go over a couple of things. The last show, we spoke with Chief Nana Obokese on the Pan-African Village Project, where he talked about 5,000 acres of land that is set aside for us in the diaspora. If you want to migrate and repatriate to Africa, Ghana in particular, 5,000 acres of free land is set aside for us. And all you have to do is send us an email and we will send you the application and all the other required documents that you need to send us. The land is free. You could get enough to build a home, or if you have another project that you want to work on that requires more land, you could submit your information to the chief. They'll take it into consideration, and if possible, they will give it to you. And it's free. It's free. Free for all of our brothers and sisters here in the diaspora. Again, just send us an email and we will send you the application for you to be able to get access to land in Ghana. The land is free, but you will be asked to pay the transfer fees and all the fees associated with transferring that to your name. It amounts to about $700. So the land is free. You pay $700 for all the fees, surveys, demarcation, and all that stuff to, you know, cut off that little piece for you and get it in your name. And then a deed, it's called an indenture in Ghana, that will be sent to you to say, hey, this is your land, and it will be in your name. So, like I said, if you're interested in getting your piece of land, you could send us an email at admin@sankofarepat.com. That is admin at sankofarepat.com. Thank you for joining us on the Sankofa Repat podcast. We just gave some update on the land that is available for our brothers and sisters here, that is us in the diaspora. And to get your piece of land, just send us an email at admin@sankofarepat.com, and we will send you the application and also a site plan where you will be able to select your lot that you want. Out of the 5,000 acres, the first 100 acres has been sketched out on a site plan, so you will be able to see how the community is laid out and select the piece of land that you want. So email us again at admin@sankofarepat.com. Okay, so real quick, I'm going to run down some facts of what's going on in the world today. So we have 287,379 total confirmed cases of the coronavirus worldwide, and so far 11,951 deaths have been reported so far that is associated with the coronavirus. Needless to say, we are in a pandemic right now, so I will urge everyone to take this very seriously and exercise all the precautionary measures that you have to do to stay safe and keep your family safe so you can weather this storm and get through it. Also, in the United States, those were the global figures. In the United States, you have 19,459 reported cases. Let me go ahead and try to refresh this. I think I might be looking at, wow. So I just refreshed my page and the numbers are a lot more. So I think I'll take it from top again. Earlier, I said 287,000 cases. Well, as of today, we have 421,869 reported cases. That is 421,869 total reported cases and 18,805 reported deaths. Earlier, I said around 11,000. So it is actually 18,805 reported cases. And the previous screen that I was looking at, it was only about 5 days ago or so. So you can see where these numbers are rising. They're rising fast. And so we can see where this coronavirus is spreading very fast. So we need to really exercise all the precautionary measures that we can. If you're able to work from home, ask your employers if you can work from home and try to take advantage of that so your family can stay safe. Really take this serious. Exercise, social distancing, you know, try to stay away from crowds as much as possible. I know a lot of people are not heeding to the warnings of staying away from crowds, so I would urge you to stay away from crowds as much as you can. If you're in somewhere where you can't really avoid a lot of people, you know, try to walk as far as you can, because this thing is really serious. It's not that you're being antisocial, or it's not that you're discriminating against anyone. You're keeping yourself safe, you're keeping them safe, and you're keeping your family safe. So I'd say really practice social distancing. Also, you want to pay attention to your immune system. So now is the time where we should eat based on our health needs and consume nutritional food that boosts our immune system. In the last part of our podcast, we talked about a lot of foods that will boost your immune system. We talked about elderberry. We mentioned sea moss. So check out our last podcast, the latter part of it, last half an hour or so, and you will get a lot of information on how to boost your immune system. So let's talk about the numbers and the figures for USA. As of today, March 24th, we have 53,439 confirmed or reported cases, rather. I think over the last day, that is up 2%. Also, we have 714 reported deaths. So, out of all the states, New York, New Jersey, and California, and next, Washington, are the hardest hit. So, if you're in one of those states, even more so for you, you need to practice all these preventative measures that you can as much as possible to keep yourself safe. And you hear this all the time, washing your hands, using hand sanitizers, stay away from crowded areas to help eliminate or decrease the spread of this crisis, the novel virus situation that we're in. So, did you to stay safe and weather this storm, because I really want you to come out on the other end of this. Okay, so also we want to send some best wishes for our brother Dynas. Dynas has reported on his YouTube channel that he tested and was confirmed positive for the coronavirus. So I want you to keep Dynas in your prayers and pray for his the recovery and also full recovery. Dynas has been doing a lot of good work on the ground, covering and showing the best of a lot of African countries. So we want to stand in support with Dynas and wish and hope for his full and speedy recovery from the coronavirus. If you want to see some of Dynas' videos, you could look up his YouTube channel. on a search for Uhuru. I search for Uhuru. Uhuru is spelled U-H. Did I forget how to spell Uhuru? It's H-U-H-U-R-U. And I'm going to confirm that spelling is correct. I'm going to, before I continue, I think I definitely want to confirm. Okay, so trying to get some information. Oh yeah, I did get it right. Search for Uhuru. Uhuru is spelled U-H-U-R-U. Okay, so I want to keep Brother Dynas in our prayers, and I hope that he gets a speedy recovery. Also, I want to give you an update on everything that we're doing here at Sankofa. Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. Again, our main aim is to serve as a business incubator to assist our brothers and sisters here in the African diaspora set up successful businesses on the African continent, starting with the five West African countries, and to ensure the success of those businesses. We are currently at the stage where we're spreading the awareness of the program and what we're doing. And hopefully we can get this word out to as much of our brothers and sisters as possible who could, you know, see that what we're doing is a needed, well-needed initiative, and to join us and support us in what we're doing. Also, we want to raise funds to be able to do the work that is needed to do. And that is why that we always ask that you, you know, go to our website and click on donate, choose to become a monthly Patreon contributor. And our website is sankofarepat.com. And once you go to our website, just click on donate. So our aim is to, you know, be able to raise at least $1 million per month. Might be a worthy, a lofty goal, but I think it is attainable from what our community is capable of. And if, you know, if we all come together, I think it is really attainable. Just taking lessons from our great honorable Marcus Garvey, when he started the UNIA in the early part of that was in the 1920s, and I will give you the exact date that he started the UNIA. That was in 1912, he started the UNIA, and he was able to bring under one umbrella, under one unity, 4 million blacks across the world. And if Marcus Garvey was able to do that then, we should easily be able to do 1 million people today. Marcus Garvey was able to have all of our brothers and sisters then contribute to the success of the UNIA. And that is what we're attempting to do today. And we do ask that, you know, you continue to consider to join us and support us, and try to see that we're successful in what we are trying to do. Because I really do believe that we can achieve great strength in numbers. And if we do see the vision and see the need for the program that we're doing, we all could come together and make this a reality. So we want to be able to raise at least $1 million per month. And when we're close to that, or have achieved that, then we will be able to begin the process of assisting our brothers and sisters set up businesses on the African continent. Okay, so again, if you want to join us in the discussion, you can call in at 516-418-5636, and you'll be able to ask us a question. If you have a question, or, you know, you want to share some information with us, we ask that you do call in. So another thing that we wanted to report on is we had an upcoming event in the D.C. area that was scheduled to happen on May 16th and the 17th. That's the African Cultural Expo and Gala. That has been postponed until we have word that the spread of the coronavirus has subsided, and then we're, you know, able to go back to some kind of normalcy. So until then, the event has been postponed, and we will monitor the situation and reschedule as it is feasible. Okay, so I think our program will be cut short today. So I want to thank you again for, you know, joining us on our podcast. And we do encourage you to go to our website, thankfulforrepat.com, and click on donate. This is so that you can, you know, show us that you're in support of our program, and you want to help us to become successful in achieving our mission. I want to thank you again for following us on our social media streams. On Twitter, we're at Program Sankofa. On Instagram, we're Sankofa Repatriation. And both on YouTube and Facebook, we're Sankofa Repatriation Assistance Program. In closing, please remember to email us if you want to be able to get a lot of land in Ghana. The email address is admin@sankofarepat.com. Again, I want to thank you again for always listening to our podcast. Have a great day and stay safe throughout these trying times that we're in. Stay safe, keep your family safe, and we'll talk to you another day.